Hey, Scott.
How's it going?
Oh, going good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right.
All right. We are a month out from endless winter, aren't we?
We are. And this is episode two, High Voltage, the official podcast of New Genesis Wrestling. I mean, episode one, we had the NGW Heavyweight Champion on, Dexter Roswell. I mean, I think it went good. I mean, we're just going to keep rolling again. This is episode two.
Yeah, and tonight we're going to have the current Right to Fight contract holder and the current IWA Productions heavyweight champion, Playboy Double H, on with us. Looking forward to that, Scott?
Oh yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, you look excited.
Yeah, I am. I am. I'm excited about, January 18th. We're back in Muskego, Illinois.
Yeah, and we've actually, this week, we've had a couple of matches actually get announced. And one of them we've got is the fam is going to be going against TNT, hoping to try to reclaim their tag team championships. The TNT defeated the fam at Forsaken a couple months ago, did a little bit of a switcheroo that you didn't catch.
I didn't catch it. I mean, it's hard to tell them apart, being twins. I didn't catch the switch. So this time I'm gonna be a little bit more careful on watching them,
You're gonna get your prescription checked out?
Yeah, I'm gonna get it more updated so that way I can see which ones, make sure the legal man is in the ring this time. So
And then we also have just announced earlier this week, Mickey Myers is going to be going against Dexter Roswell for the NGW Heavyweight Championship.
Last week we talked about Dexter Roswell didn't have an opponent, and Jason Halbert handpicked him to take on Dexter Roswell.
Yeah, so we'll have to see how that one will wind up playing out. I mean, I've only seen Mickey once. Seems to be a great competitor, but I've seen Dexter a lot of times, so we'll have to see what's in store for Dexter there. And seeing a couple of comments come through, guy, thank you everyone for tuning in tonight, and make sure that you're commenting down in the comment section so we know who's watching, because those comments are how we're going to select who is going to potentially win a prize this evening. And we also want to do a special thank you to our sponsors. Ringside Buffet in Mount Vernon, Illinois. Absolutely wonderful food. If you haven't made it out there, definitely get out there. We also want to thank Nick's Home Decor, Needful Things Boutique in Muskego, Illinois, Bi-State Termite and Pest Control, and Laser Monkey out of Gregg, Illinois. Well, Scott, do you have anything? Oh, we got Penny saying that Playboy is the best. Well,
Then we had another comment saying that,
Oh, we got Bo saying he thinks there was a mistake. He was told we were going to have a wrestler on tonight, not some. Oh, that. You know what, Bo? I'm going to have to disagree with you there. I personally think Playboy is a pretty fantastic in-ring competitor.
What?
I mean, let's just look. Let's take a gander at his list of accomplishments here. NGW Tag Team Champion, NGW Right to Fight current contract holder, NGW Wrestler of the Year and Match of the Year winner last year, current IWA Productions Heavyweight Champion and Tag Team Champion IWA Productions, RCW Heavyweight Champion 3 times, Light Heavyweight Champion twice, ACW Playboy has been all over, done it all, and he seems to have won gold in every company that he looks like he stepped foot in. Oh, quit talking you. Oh, I wonder if Josh was friends with Halbert, because he's kind of sending me the same messages. And then looks like Playboy has been wrestling for over 25 years, starting at the age of 15.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Well, Scott, what do you say we go ahead, get the show on the road, get Playboy on here with
I
us?
mean, everybody wants Playboy on here, so
Yep.
let's They don't want us. Let's just
bring no, they, down here. They want the star. They want Playboy Double H. How you doing tonight, Playboy?
Oh, are you done with your little rant? Now we can actually get on with the show. You know, you're taking out of my busy schedule to get on this stupid podcast to raise your ratings. I got to look at that ugly four-eyed freak, Scott Cross.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a damn thorn in my side, just like Ricky Cruz. But anyway, yeah. Hello, gentlemen, and I use that term loosely.
Yeah. Well, I want to say thank you for coming on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I expect my check in the mail very soon.
If well, I don't get it, you'll have to talk to Halbert about if that one. If check, this is
you'll be dealing with PYQ lawyers very, very quickly.
As Halbert likes to say, this is his show, it's his money, so
yeah.
He should be cutting the check to you. Yeah. And we were going over your list of accomplishments there a little bit ago, and I said you won both Wrestler of the Year and Match of the Year in NGW last year. And this year you're actually in the running to win Match of the Year again for your contest against Shaft.
Yeah. I mean, was there any doubt last year that I was not Wrestler of the Year? I mean, did you see who I was going up against? No doubt was I better than all those competitors combined. Was there any doubt that I had Match of the Year? I actually made the match, that whole series with Ace Hawkins. I made that. So therefore, of course, I would have won Match of the Year. This year, unfortunately, which is okay, because Tobias is, congratulations to him on winning this year's Wrestler of the Year on the male side. Just because, you know, I was feeling generous and I didn't really push for the votes, you know, because I already know I am the best. So, I mean, the accomplishments you had up on your screen proves that I am the best there is. As I take words from Bret Hart, the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be. Okay, so we talk about the match with Shaft, obviously. It was Shaft, okay? You know who made that match. You know, any match that I'm in should be in a running for Match of the Year. Unless you have that idiot right there, that four-eyed freak as the referee. Somehow he causes me to somehow either get disqualified or get pinned because the four-eyed freak can't count to three when I've got the man pinned.
No, that seemed to happen a lot. So yeah, well, maybe it's just you.
I'll be talking to management as far as having a certain referee in my matches.
Okay, well.
See, I absolutely loved your match with Shaft. I mean, here's you and Shaft facing off before the match even started, and you can just see the energy between you two. And then here is actually you getting the pinfall for the victory.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite simple. Shaft put his nose in my business in that Ace Hawkins match. I never tapped out. Therefore, I lost that whole series due to the fact of Shaft saying I passed out. I never passed out. I never gave up. I never said the words I quit. So therefore, I should still be winner of that match, no matter what, because I had Ace beat. I had him where I needed him at. He obviously was saying I quit, but the idiot Shaft did not hear him say, I quit, Playboy's the man. But, you know, so then I had to do the thing that was right to do, and that was to beat the living crap out of Shaft, and that's what happened. So Shaft put his nose in business that he couldn't handle. I slapped him from pillar to post, and I ended his stupid, worthless career as a referee, as a wrestler, as a commissioner, whatever he wants to go by nowadays, I don't care. He's no longer in my business, in my perspective, in my line of knocking people left and right.
Let's get in the comments the actual link for being able to vote for Match of the Year. And I'll let you know I already voted for your match for Match of the Year.
No, I guess I'd like you a little bit better. You're a little smart, I guess. Unlike
Scott, I don't know what match Scott voted for.
I don't even remember. I don't think it was your match.
Yeah, of course not.
You know.
And moving on, you've got quite a big match actually coming up here next month. It's going to be you and Ricky Cruz in a Fans Bring the Weapons match, and PYT is going to be locked up. And your history with Ricky Cruz has been a rather interesting one so far. I mean, the first time that you guys went face-to-face in NGW was at Energy, Attitude, and Toughness. and you actually won that match as a result of Virgil getting in Ricky's face, Ricky pulling Virgil into the ring, and then Ricky chasing Virgil all the way around the arena, which resulted in him actually getting counted out.
Yeah, he should have been disqualified right there when he touched Virgil. He should have been disqualified. Who was the ref at that time? Probably Scott, wasn't it?
It wasn't me.
Oh, unfortunately.
Well, Virgil got involved in the match. I mean, you should have been disqualified.
No, he did not get involved. Ricky put his hands on Virgil and pulled him over the top rope. He should have been disqualified right there. But of course, everyone wants to say PYC cheats and all this crap. Do you guys ever realize that with these freaking referees, they're stupid, they're fat, they have four eyes, they smell, they wear pasties? I mean, come on.
Oh, man.
Obviously, the match should have been called right there, disqualification by Ricky Cruz. Virgil was doing nothing but minding his own business, as he does each and every night I walk out, just as well as Nikki Monroe. They sit there and they motivate me to do this. They motivate me to do that. They don't interfere in any match that I've ever been into. I don't ever see any footage of any interference or anything such as, you know, touching a wrestler here or if I throw them outside. They back away. They know how I can handle my own business. They don't interfere. Therefore, Virgil was doing nothing but encouraging me, and Ricky Cruz had to put his stinking paws on Virgil and threw him over. Right there, he should have been disqualified. But was he? Absolutely not.
Well, I mean, if you can do it by yourself, then why have PYT out there at all? I mean,
they're out there to encourage me, you know, to give me that extra boom. Not like I don't need it, but they're there just to watch out so nobody else interferes in PYT because, you know, everybody loves Playboy. So everybody wants to be on my level. Everybody wants to be just like me. So therefore, Nikki and Virgil and Billy, they're out there to make sure that no one interferes in my matches. And unfortunately, we get accused of, oh, Virgil did this or Nikki did this or you can't do this by your own. Where's the video evidence? Where's the pictures? Where's it all? Never once has Playboy Double H ever cheated to get a victory.
Well, I tend to disagree on that one, but, you know, that's fine.
That's an interesting point to bring up, because the next time that you and Ricky faced each other, it was actually you and Billy Ray versus Ricky Cruz and Chris Thomas at IWA Productions Night of Honor.
Another thorn in the side.
Yeah, I mean, he got a little bit of your upper hand there.
How did you let a titty twister go? That is an illegal move. What, got the referee in that match as well?
I don't know.
No, I don't think so. It doesn't look like it.
Oh, it's the twig bow tie, I suppose.
Yeah.
But yeah. That was one of the matches where you actually won as a result of Nikki Monroe hitting Chris Thomas,
which caused
a disqualification.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. There's no proof. No proof whatsoever.
And then the next time you guys met each other was at Forsaken. And there you've got Ricky down real well.
Yeah, exactly. Ripping his damn face off.
And that match actually ended when we have Billy Ray here actually standing up, cheering you on. Ricky does the same thing.
Exactly.
But
qualified. Right there.
If you look in the background there, you can see Nikki Monroe, and then right underneath Ricky's leg, you can see you have a steel chair in your hand that was passed to you by Nikki Monroe.
No. There's no that chair. No. That was the chair Ricky had brought in. Nikki didn't pass me any chair, Alex, you idiot. If anything, I was going to put the chair in the corner, sit down, you know, and recuperate from the beating I just gave Ricky Cruz that night.
But you wound up.
Oh, come on!
You wound up using that chair as a weapon, and that caused a disqualification.
No, no, no. That had to be taken after the match was over. Anything can happen after the match, you idiot. That had to be after the match. You cannot tell me that was during the match.
No, that was during the match, right? No, there.
Absolutely not. That was after the match. And if anything, he tried to hit me first, and I outsmarted him, took the chair, and hit him with it. So why don't we put the blame on Ricky Cruz? Or should I say Ricky Snooze?
Yeah, exactly. Chris is agreeing with you that after the match.
After the match. God, you guys are a bunch of idiots.
Then how come Ricky won by disqualification if it was after the match?
Because the refs probably learned from you, Mr. Head Referee.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, the evidence is stacking against you that PYT does cheat. I mean, there's a lot of proof.
No.
But, you know, I wouldn't call it cheating. It may be slight interference.
Helping.
But the next time you guys met was, man. We got Billy Ray here beating down on Ricky Cruz.
Beautiful picture.
IWA there. Productions Paint the Town Pink.
Yeah, beautiful picture.
That one might not be as pretty for you, but
let's fast forward through that. I don't want to see that.
But what wound up happening here was we actually had Billy Ray grabbing Ricky Cruz's son, which caused a distraction onto Ricky Cruz, at which point Ricky hit Billy Ray with a pretty good-looking spear there and got the pin 1-2-3. Now, granted, he pinned Billy Ray, and he didn't pin you.
Yeah. When has he pinned me? He has never pinned me. Okay, and also, why was this stupid kid out there at ringside anyways? Huh? Why was
he out there to cheer on his dad like PYT is out there to cheer you on?
There's absolutely nothing to cheer about with Ricky Cruz. I mean, come on. The guy is an idiot. He can barely even speak English. He's an idiot.
I've heard him speak some pretty good English.
You need to get some better hearing aids or something, because the guy obviously can't speak English. He brings this stupid little kid out there, and Billy was probably telling him to get out of the way before he sees us destroy his little Poppy, okay? Because Poppy was going to get all beady. He was going to get beat down, okay? So why was this stinking kid out there anyways? If I got a hold of that kid, I would have slapped the hell out of him. I would have knocked him in the front row and knocked that stupid idiot that sits in the front row who's jealous because I want his woman so bad and she wants me. Oh, what's his name? Mr. Bo? Huh? I would have slapped that freaking idiot kid of Ricky's into the front row, which would have knocked that little twerp six rows to the back. Oh. And then I would have carried my woman to the back, and we know what's going to happen back there. I'll keep this PG there, Mr. Bo.
Now, and then the next time you guys met up was at Centralia Slam. And that was a last man standing match. Absolutely outstanding match. I mean, you guys went and battled out into the crowd. You guys used everything as a weapon at your disposal. We got chairs. We've got the little wheels for trash cans. You two just did not leave anything to chance out there. You just kind of went constantly right at each other.
Oh, it shows you the hatred that I have for that man. I have so much hatred for Ricky Snooze. He's a damn.
Yeah, we can see it right there.
You're damn right. Look at that face. That everyone should be intimidated by that face, because if Bo keeps running his damn mouth, that'll be him next. I'll break his other foot. And I shoved that crutch so far up his, you know what? It'll come out his throat.
And that match actually had a very interesting finale to it. Oh. That was when Marco Hendricks came out and actually returned the favor of the spear to Ricky Cruz.
Oh, y'all didn't see that coming, did you?
Huh? No.
No one saw that coming, did they?
No. So Is Marco Hendricks joining PYT?
I don't know. Don't you have proof? Don't you have proof? If the shirt is on, if it fits, you'll wear it, don't you? We just outsmarted not only Ricky Snooze, we outsmarted everyone in NGW. We outsmarted the referee. We outsmarted the entire fans. We outsmarted the entire locker room. PYT just gets stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger each and every day, month, hour, minute, second. PYT is always getting stronger and better. Because why would they not? Why would you not want to be with me? Why would you not want to be on my side? You see all the accomplishments Playboy Double H and PYT have had in the past. And we go way back, 25 plus years. Every organization I've stepped foot in, I've won gold. Everyone is begging at the feet, can I be in PYT? But see, we only pick and choose the best. Because when you are in PYT, it is for life. So it's a great accomplishment when we add you to the group. See, it's I watch your back, you watch my back kind of mentality. If you're not with us, you're against us. And we will do anything and everything to get a victory. And it proves that we outsmarted everyone from the top to the bottom to even Ricky Snooze himself. And therefore, who won that match?
You won that match.
Exactly.
And you won that match after actually clobbering Ricky Cruz with the IWA Productions Heavyweight Championship. That knocked him down for the full 10 count.
Yeah, well, I mean, when you got that 10 pounds of gold, I mean, it's obviously if I'm hitting him in his freaking Puerto Rican head, it's going to knock him into a Mexican burrito, won't it?
And there was a stipulation in that match. If Playboy, if you beat Ricky Cruz in that match, he could not challenge for the IWA Productions Heavyweight title as long as you were champion.
Well, therefore, I guess he's not going to be a champion, is he? See, because PYT outsmarts everyone. Scott, do you not realize that we even outsmart you, Four Eyes? Huh?
Every once in a while you do.
Every once in a while. Come on, Scott. You're just as stupid as Bo.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, Scott, I kind of got to lean a little bit towards Playboy here in that, you know, there are quite a few times in the matches where it does seem like you do a little bit of favoritism.
It ain't favoritism. It's just Playboy sees it that way.
But I do have to say that the next time that you and Ricky met up was at Survival of the Fittest in IWA, and that was a Puerto Rican lumberjack match. And I have to say that out of all of these matches, that one was actually stacked against you.
That one was brutal. I'm not going to lie. It was brutal. And, of course, there's a Puerto Rican strap. Who comes up with this stuff? Who comes up with this stuff? Puerto Rican strap match where you had the freaking idiot fans back there? You knew damn well that none of them fans were going to hit Ricky Snooze.
And you know what? To your point, that's exactly what happened. Because right here, we got a picture of Ricky on the outside of the ring. And the fans, who are the lumberjacks, who have the straps, they aren't even coming up to him. They're just looking, seeing what he's doing. Now let's compare that to when you were on the outside of the ring, when fans just had enjoyment smacking you with the belts there.
And you know, I should have taken those straps and should have hit every one of them. Knocked them out like dominoes, one into the other. It's pretty sad that there's a certain individual that's so jealous that his woman wants me and not him, that individual had to literally chase me around the ring to get his little strap hit on me. That's pretty pathetic, if you ask me. And he's lucky I didn't turn around and clobber him square in the face and knock him into to back home in Centralia or wherever he's from. He wants to follow me like he's Mr. Tough Guy. Buddy, you're lucky I don't take your woman home and show her what a real man is. Right here with the lights shining, the music playing, and the noise I'm making, if you know what I mean, okay? But it's pretty sad that the match was made by Ricky Snooze, a Puerto Rican strap match. I've never, and the match was, it was already stacked against me as it is. when you put these fans in there with stress, and they don't feel good. I'll tell you that right now. I left with bruises, battered and black and blue all over my body. But not one of them fans hit Ricky Snooze, did they?
No, they did not. Everybody focused their energy on you. Like I said, that's one of those matches that I felt was stacked entirely against you.
Isn't it a coincidence that PYT couldn't be there? Why? Why was PYT sent to the back?
Well, because like Scott has said, because a lot of people view PYT as helping you out, helping you quote unquote cheat.
I don't need to help. You guys are such idiots.
Look at your list of accomplishments. Those are your accomplishments.
And a lot of those accomplishments was led by, rest his soul, to my Hall of Fame father, Pimpin' Al Bundy. Under his supervision, I accomplished most of those, if not all of those championships, except for the most recent ones, under his managerial duties that he's passed down to Virgil and Nikki to lead me to greatness, as he did for all those years. So rest his soul.
I think we just lost Playboy.
I think we accidentally lost Playboy.
I think he was going on a rant. Well, there he is.
He was making good points, though.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, it's going to be.
Oh, there we go. Oh. No, Playboy. I know Playboy made great points. Yeah. And that he's got all these accomplishments. And he doesn't need PYT necessarily right next to the ring to help him win.
Well, on January 18th, he's not going to have PYT at ringside. They're going to be locked up in a kennel. And it's going to be one-on-one, Ricky Cruz versus Playboy. Fans ring weapons match. I mean, PYT is not going to get involved this time, for sure.
All right, and it looks like we have Playboy back here.
Well, you know, when you're this popular, you got people calling him left and right. That was one of my women calling me. Anyway, rest the soul to my wonderful father. It was probably that Bo calling me, trying to threaten me like he's Mr. Tough Guy, actually, for taking his woman. But anyways, rest my dad's soul. He led me to all those accomplishments. He made me the man I am today. And here we are. Still winning gold everywhere I go and making people mad.
But now, next month, you're facing Ricky again in a fans bring the weapons match, which this I feel is more even than the last match, the Puerto Rican strap match. Because both of you have the opportunity to take weapons from the fans.
That's where you're wrong. How is this fair? PYT is locked in a shark cage. How is that fair?
That's why it's
They'll
fair.
Still be there to cheer you on, though.
It's fair because fair. They are locked up and you do not have them at ringside.
No one asked for your opinion, Four-Eyes.
That's what it is. It's fair because it's a one-on-one match.
This was probably your doings, wasn't it?
Hey, you know, I'm not head official for nothing.
You whined and cried to Phoenix, didn't you? Make sure you lock PYT in the cage because it's going to be unfair.
That wasn't my idea, but that was a good idea, though.
You know, maybe if you're the referee, maybe I might accidentally swing and hit you and knock your glasses into the fourth row.
You can try, but, you know, every time you push me, I land you straight on your ass.
If I recall right, Mr. Pasty Boy, didn't you take a hit with the steel chair before from me? How did that feel?
Yeah, I owe you for that one.
So we're going to talk about this next match here. Ricky Cruz versus Playboy Double H in a fans bring weapons match?
Yep.
Kidding me. So not only am I at a disadvantage with PYT and locked in a shark cage, but now, you know, Ricky is just that big thorn that is always just poking you in the side. And now, come January, I'm going to finally end him. When I beat him in so many different ways. I don't care what weapons. Let the fans bring all kinds of weapons. I don't care what weapon you bring. I'm going to use and beat and batter Ricky Cruz and finally end him and his stupid career. And I'm going to send him back to Puerto Rico. I'm going to get rid of his green card where he can't come back into the States. Send him to Puerto Rico in the hospital. And I will then have no one in my way when I possibly, and I mean possibly, sneak in. Just remember, Mr. Dexter Roswell, who actually holds the card? Who has the ace and the deck? It's me.
Yeah, but
this is the one championship I've never held, is the NGW Heavyweight Championship. And see, once I get done with Ricky Cruz and I beat him so bad, his whole family will not be able to recognize him. His stupid little son that came last time, and his other stupid son and his wife, and his stupid wife, and his stupid brother that were there. When I'm talking about this last match where Ricky Snooze unfortunately beat me in a strap match, I'm going to send them all packing back to Puerto Rico.
Well, you have tried a couple times to cash in that right to fight, and Ricky Cruz has stopped you both times.
And like I said, Scott, that comes to an end. This is the final match that I have to deal with that thorn in the side, Ricky Snooze. And when I beat him, I've got one thing set and one thing set on my mind, and that is going to shock the world. Not only shock Dexter Roswell, who I've beat multiple times in IWA, he is no competition. He's actually a disgrace to hold the NGW Heavyweight Championship. It was it was great of Halbert to actually put that abuse on him, because he's an idiot. He failed the New Deal each and every time he walked out there. So Halbert was just teaching him a lesson. And now Dexter's got to watch his back, because I could sneak right in, cash in, and an easy 1-2-3, and PYT's on top again. Who says that won't happen in January?
Well,
I guess they'll have to come to find out, won't they?
I mean, why haven't you done it since then? You've had opportunity after opportunity.
Scott, this is where you're stupid. See, read the shirt. Read the shirt. Shut up, stupid, because you don't know what you're talking about. You idiot, I got 1 year to cash in. And I'm just waiting for the one mistake. The one mistake. It can be an itty-bitty mistake. And once that one mistake is done, I just slide in and an easy smash to the mat. Curb stomp right to the head. Lights out. New champ. I'm guaranteeing you this, Scott. You'll be shocked, just like the rest of the world. You'll all be shocked like you were shocked at IWA Productions when you actually thought there was going to be a street fight for the IWA Heavyweight Championship. And what happened with that one? Finger poke of doom. And we shocked the world in, and we're going to shock the world again when I cash in. Who knows when? Will it be January? Will it be April? Will it be May? Will it be June? I've got a full year to cash in. Only I know when that's going to be. Only PYT knows when it's going to be. You don't need to know. Alex, the cameraman, doesn't need to know. The fans don't need to know. The only one that needs to know is me and PYT. So I guess they'll have to just find out. It could be January. Who knows when Dexter's down and out? And I just all of a sudden slide in and pin him 1-2-3, and a stupid little title reign is over. And the shortest title reign of NGW history. Now, doesn't that sound great?
Yeah, it definitely seems like you've got a plan in place.
PYT always has a plan. We always have a plan. It doesn't matter who it is, who it's against, what it's about. PYT always has a plan. See, we work nonstop around the clock. Okay? I work it with the ladies. Virgil does a lot of the scouting. Nikki does a lot of the scouting. We do it all, okay? Well, I'm busy doing the thing, you know what I mean. They're out working day in, day out, every day of the week, all hours of the night. And when I say all hours of the night, if you know what I mean, just ask Bo.
Now, I'm not going to be brazen enough to ask what your plan for your match with Ricky may be. Obviously, you have one. But one thing I'm curious about is that this match was the result of a vote from the fans.
Of course, the fans.
Did you wait to formulate your plan until you knew the result, or were you formulating while the poll was still up?
You know, it doesn't matter. Honestly, it doesn't matter. I've been in matches like this before, and the outcome is always the same. Playboy Double H on top. So it doesn't matter what weapons. You can bring the toilet seat. You can bring a plunger. You can bring a chair. You can bring a ladder. You can bring tables. You can bring kendo sticks. You can bring chains. You can bring it all. It doesn't matter what it is. You can bring straps. You can put all different sorts of matches into one. It doesn't matter what it's going to be. The outcome is always going to be the same. And that is what, Alex, that is what, Mr. Scott, Playboy always on top.
Well, we'll see what PYT locked up. See if you come out on top.
And you know what's going to be, you know what's going to be the biggest laugh of all time is when I do win and all them fans thinking that, oh, let's vote for the weapons match. Let's vote for fans bring weapons because we think Playboy's going to end up losing because Ricky Snooze is going to hit him. You know, I'll be the last one laughing when Ricky Snooze is so unrecognizable. They won't even know that he's Puerto Rican when I send him over to Puerto Rico. So now
what? Those, you got some strong words there.
And I back him up. Who is this? What are you laughing at, Pacey
Boy? One of your fans, I guess.
You know, yeah, I don't really care about fans. Mount Vernon, that place stinks. Muskuta, it smells like garbage. I don't even know why I step foot in these buildings, to be quite honest. Maybe it's the pay that I get each and every month that I work there. I don't know what it is, but I don't know how much longer I can deal with that stink and that smell and the no teeth and all in the fat rolls on them women in that place. You have that one, there's always that one dynamite-looking woman who's always staring down Playboy. I mean, look at me. You know, every woman has dreams, you know, when they see me. But I am so sick and tired of coming into these places and being disrespected each and every time I'm there saying, I suck. If I suck, why am I the champ? Why am I going to be the champ? And why am I the 2023 NGW Wrestler of the Year, the 2023 Match of the Year winner? Why am I the first ever NGW Tag Team Champion? Why am I going to be the champ? And you know what I mean by champ, right? IWA and NGW, and I'll carry that pride a lot better than Mr. Chris K did at one time.
Now, you keep talking about the fans here and how you're not doing it for the fans.
Don't do anything for
them. You're doing it for you.
You're darn right. What would I now, why would I do anything for the fans? The fans don't do anything for me besides give me their money. Because we all know.
Those
seats are sold.
I have an opportunity for you. Because we have a segment here on the show like to call Shock Therapy. And the way that Shock Therapy works is I ask you three questions. And if you get two out of three right, you actually win a prize for a fan.
Oh, then why are we even playing? I don't even want to win a prize for the fans. I could care less about them. They all voted for me to get beat with weapons.
But,
give them a present. Why would I want to give them a gift?
I've got a couple reasons. First off, when we had Dexter on last week, he got all three questions right.
Who cares?
Secondly, you'd be playing to win a prize for Krista Hansen.
Oh, wouldn't that be sweet if I won my sweetheart a gift, wouldn't it?
I think it would. You down?
Let's hurry up with this.
All right.
Whatever this crap is.
Now, I have three questions ready for you about history's famous Playboys. Seemed appropriate.
Is Playboy on every list?
Unfortunately not. All right. Your first question. Who was known as one of the most famous Playboys of the 20th century and founded a magazine that became synonymous with the Playboy lifestyle? A. Hugh Hefner. B. Gioco Casanova. C. Howard Hughes. Or D. Frank Sinatra.
I guess I have to say Hugh Hefner.
And you would be right. One question down. Question two. Which fictional character is renowned for his Playboy persona, extravagant lifestyle, and covert role as a crime-fighting vigilante? A. James Bond. B. Tony Stark. C. Bruce Wayne. Or D. Jay Gatsby.
I honestly really don't know this one, okay? Isn't there like a lifeline I can call here?
You know what? I'll give you the lifeline of Scott.
Oh, like that's a freaking lifeline.
I mean, you got to know this one, Playboy. I mean, pretty easy.
Crime fighting.
I guess I can give you an extra clue. He likes to dress like a bat.
Yeah. Dressed like a bat? Is it Bruce Wayne?
It is Bruce Wayne. Oh, Batman.
So smart.
All right. And you've already won the prize. Oh, so Chris is going to get a signed poster for the next show. Oh. Courtesy of Playboy Double H.
Did we tell her what the other prize was?
No, I did. I only have one prize.
Oh, you may have one prize, but I got a special prize.
Well, now let's see if you can tie Dexter and get the third one right. Gioco Casanova, often regarded as the ultimate playboy, was a Venetian adventurer and author. What was one of his most famous works? A. The Prince. B. The Story of My Life, or The Book of My Love. C. The Story of My Life. Or D. Art of the Seduction.
Ooh. I'm going to have to say The Art of Seduction.
The Art of Seduction. It was The Story of My Life. But like I said, you still got two out of the three. So you won that prize for Krista. Congratulations, Playboy.
Oh, well, she's going to get her special prize if we know what we're saying, huh?
And Krista will reach out to you to see how we can get that prize to you.
Oh, she'll reach out to me all right if you know what I'm saying there, fellas.
But, oh, you know, I'm really looking forward to next month for... Like you said, the two reasons. First off, the match between you and Ricky Cruz. But secondly, I really want to know. I really want to see if you're going to cash in.
I guess you and the rest of the world want to see, don't you? You and the rest of the world are wondering if I'm going to cash in. I guess we're just going to have to see, won't we?
Because like you're going to cash in someday.
I've got a full year to cash that in. And I'm going to pick the right second. It could go down to the very last second. It can make it a triple threat. I could do it after Dexter may win, may lose. I don't care who's got it. I'm just going to cash in at the right time, the right moment, and shock the world like I'm used to doing each and every night.
And Scott did bring up a good point earlier that you have come out multiple times pretending that you're going to cash in.
Yeah, Scott, it's called a tease. Do you know what a tease is?
Huh? Well, it didn't look like a tease to me. It looked like you were trying to cash in.
Yeah. Well, you're an idiot. You're an idiot just like the rest of them. This is from coming from a grown man that wears pasties.
You wear pasties.
Oh, you're an idiot. You're an idiot.
All PYT wears pasties.
Hey, I'm going to have to side with Playboy here on that it's a strategy to pretend that you're going to be cashing in.
See, I'm not only fooling you, Scott. I'm fooling the rest of the world. I'm fooling the wrestlers in the match. I'm fooling the crowd in attendance. I'm fooling the whole entire world. There's only one man that knows when it's going to happen, and that's me. Will it be January? I don't know. Maybe you idiots need to show up and show out, like stupid Marcellus Knight says all the time. You know? Who knows?
Yep.
I mean, if you guys want to come see the what do they call themselves? What do they call themselves? Marcellus and whatever.
The fam.
Oh, yeah. There's no fam more than PYT. And they actually really think they're going to come in and take their belts back? They're idiots. And who knows if Dexter's even going to get past this match? Who knows if he'll even have the belt before I even cash in? And do you really think that you're going to come and bring weapons to see Ricky Snooze beat me? This is it, Ricky. This is your one and only chance. This is your very last chance to try to take me out. And we all know that you have whined and cried to Phoenix each and every month, wanting this and wanting that. And the outcome has always been the same, Ricky. It's always been Playboy. I'm here and I'm here to stay for good. And who knows? After I beat you so bad that you won't be recognized here in the States or even in your home country of Puerto Rico. And I will become champ yet again. And I still will squash any record or anything that you've ever held in your lifetime. Just remember that. This is your one and only chance, Ricky Snooze. If you fail, you fail.
Bo, I appreciate your sentiment, but it shows nothing without a guest.
Yes. This is the only guest that needs to be on here.
I mean, it's one of the top matches I'm looking forward to.
Matter of fact, I should have been the first guest on your show, not the crooked politician wannabe Dexter Roswell. I mean, the guy was actually videoing from himself in a car saying that he's a trainer. Trainer of what? The crooked politicians? Give me a
break. Well, he is the current NGW heavyweight champion.
Yeah, well, did he really
beat And you got to lead with the did best
he really
goal.
Beat Chris Cade for it? Did he really beat Chris Cade?
He didn't beat Chris Cade.
Okay. Then how
because Chris Cade relinquished the title as a result of injury. So but he did defeat CW Graves
so my question
and is, Logan Ridge in a three-man way.
So my question is why didn't stupid Phoenix listen to what me and Halber were saying. I'm the right to fight champ. I'm the right to fight owner. I should have been in that triple threat match. What has CW Graves done besides beat Sid Holland? Who cares? What has Logan Ridge done? Why did he deserve that opportunity?
He was former NGW Tag Team Champion.
I was the very first. So now what? Exactly. You don't have anything to say. I should have been in the match, but of course, that toots Phoenix had to put her freaking fat tub of lard butt head of whatever she's got on the back of her booty. She had to put that freaking crap in there, and not only because she knew that I would win the championship. She knew that if I was in that match, the Playboy Double H was going to be champ. So that's perfectly fine, because who knows? I still hold the case.
Do you think that maybe she didn't put you in that match because you are the right to fight contract holder?
But
and she knows that if you wanted to, you could have interjected yourself into that match.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I should have been the first one they come to and say, hey, Chris Cade has to relinquish the belt. They either give me the belt because they know I'm the best in the locker room, or they put me in that match against Dexter, and we all know the outcome. Playboy Double H on top.
I mean, at Forsaken, Dexter went through that battle with that three-way dance. You could have cashed in and won the title, but you chose not to.
But why? Why? Why would I do that?
I mean, you could have.
But I didn't, because I have a plan. See, only I know. You're about to find out. Will it be January? That's the big question. Will it be January? Who knows? But as far as I'm concerned, I should have been in the match. I should be the NGW heavyweight champion, and I should still hold the right to fight Case all in one, so then nobody can try to sneak in and cash in on me. I'm going to end Dexter Roswell's short reign of NGW heavyweight championship, and he'll go down in history as the shortest reign NGW heavyweight champion in history. I guarantee you that, okay?
We have Phoenix in the comments. And you're talking a whole lot to someone who can take away every single thing that you have, brah.
You can't take away anything. You're just mad. I'm so much farther ahead of the game than you are, Phoenix. It just drives you crazy. And you keep running your mouth, and I'm going to have Nikki Monroe slap you so hard that Scott's going to fall over. And with Scott falling over, Alex is going to fall over. Don't make me.
And she is co-CEO of New Genesis Wrestling.
I don't care what she is. She sucks at announcing. She sucks at the CEO job. What is she even there for? Nobody wants to hear her disgusting, high-pitched voice talk each and every night. And then when she does that stupid dance, that dance makes me want to throw up. When people actually want to think that they want to watch her dance up there with the music. The only people want to see a dance is when I shake these wonderful hips around. And the ladies love it.
That's why we have vomit on the floor after you do that. I was wondering why that was happening.
God, you're just jealous I can move my hips. I'm like you.
Yeah.
You got
Phoenix saying she can and will take away everything from you.
Yeah,
she cannot. Halbert has a higher reign than her. It doesn't matter. And Halbert, if you don't know, Halbert has a small pitch in PYT.
Well, so, Halbert decided to not come on this podcast and join you. So
because
you
knew I had it taken care of.
So, Phoenix is not happy with you right now.
And I really don't care. She's lucky I don't send Nikki Monroe on her. Because we all know Nikki will shove that kendo stick so far up there, will turn it into a popsicle.
We do have Phoenix in the chat here. And we did have a little bit of a discussion earlier. I'm not sure if she saw about if it was Scott's idea to have him be in a cage, if it was Ricky's idea to have PYT locked in a cage.
We all know.
Maybe Phoenix can drop a comment and let us know. Influence from one of them that led to that decision, or if it was.
We all know it was Phoenix because everyone is afraid of PYT. PYT is the biggest thing going today. And they're afraid somehow in a fans bring weapons match. Why? I'm asking you, how does that seem unfair? How does that seem fair, I should say, for PYT and myself with my men and women locked in the cage? How is that fair? It absolutely isn't. Phoenix is just mad because I'm the right to fight champion. And she doesn't know when I'm going to cash in. She doesn't want me to be her champ. Because sooner or later, Toots, I'm going to be the champ. And I'm guaranteeing you that.
Phoenix is confirming it was her plan, her idea to make sure that PYT was not able to interfere with the match.
Of course it was. But you all know last time, didn't you? You all didn't see Marco joining, did you? Who knows what's up my sleeve next time? Huh? You may think you have all PYT in the cage, but who knows? What could happen next? You never know. PYT is the richest thing going today. The greatest thing going today. The prettiest thing going today. Everybody's blowing up Playboy Double H's phone. They want to be part of PYT. But we only select a certain few to join. So who knows what's going to happen in January? See, she thinks she outsmarted PYT, but in the end, PYT's going to outsmart Phoenix just like we do each and every show. So, what now, Phoenix?
You do bring up Very valid points in that nobody saw Marco join PYT.
They didn't see it.
That was entirely unexpected. So, and like you said, you have plans. You value being one step ahead.
PYT is always one step ahead. Just when NGW thinks they're a step ahead, PYT is one step ahead. Just when IWA thinks they're one step ahead, even though the boss is in PYT. So we like to play games. We like to play little games with everybody. But PYT is always one step ahead. Doesn't matter who it is, what it's about. PYT will always be one step ahead, and the outcome will always favor PYT.
Hey, and we got Bo asking why you're still booking this guy. He's washed up. I disagree again, Bo.
And this is coming
as we discussed right before we brought Playboy on. He has quite the list of accomplishments.
Hey, he's just jealous that his woman wants me instead of him. So be it. You know, jealousy is a hard thing to get over. Get over it, buddy. I'm better than you. I'm better looking than you. I smell better than you. I kiss better than you. I do a lot of things better than you.
And you'll have to forgive me. Scott may have a better memory in this, but I don't recall you actually until just recently with having the Fight to Write contract, actually challenging for the NGW Heavyweight Championship. Is that correct? Have you challenged for it before?
I have, against Marcellus.
Okay. Marcellus, who was the first NGW Heavyweight Champion.
And somehow, you know, sometimes that one squirrel finds that nut, and that's exactly what happened with Marcellus. He caught me on the wrong time. He somehow squeaked out a victory, but it won't happen again. I guarantee you that.
Now, one good point that Dexter brought up last week is once you have the heavyweight championship, you have a target on your back. Right now, you are honed in like a laser sight on that target. Even though you have Ricky to contend with, seems like your full attention is on how you're going to take that title off of Dexter Roswell.
Not how I'm going to take it. It's when I'm going to take it. That's where you're wrong. Okay? It's not how I'm going to do it. It's when I'm going to do it. It doesn't matter if Ricky's in my way or not. This rivalry with Ricky ends in January. And then he's done and over with. And whatever else Phoenix wants to throw at me, that's perfectly fine. I'll knock him out of the ballpark. I'm that cleanup hitter. I smash grand slams every day. And who knows when I'm going to cash in and be the champ. Dexter, you're going to be looking over your shoulder each and everywhere you go. Because I can actually cash in at any time. It doesn't have to be at a wrestling show. It could be in your own damn backyard if I grab a referee. I could beat you from behind. I can take that belt from your own home. It's just a matter of when I'm going to do it. So, Dexter, if I were you, I'd be looking over your shoulder everywhere you go. Because you never know when PYT is going to strike.
And you've already said you are the current IWA Productions Heavyweight Champion. If you win the NGW Heavyweight Champion, you'll be, as you said, champ.
Hold on. Rephrase that.
I'm sorry?
Rephrase what you just said?
If you win.
Rephrase what you just said?
In your words, when you win the NGW Heavyweight Championship.
Be champ.
You will be champ.
And this will not be the first time I've been champ. Did you all know that? I've been a champ before. Did you know that? Just recently, a couple years ago, right after my dad passed away, I was the IEW Heavyweight Champion, the WPW Heavyweight Champion, and the ACW Heavyweight Champion all at the same time. Who's ever accomplished that? Huh? Exactly. Not Dexter Roswell. Not Chris Cade. Not anyone. Not Marcellus Knight. No one's done it. And I'm going to make history again. When I cash in and take my NGW Heavyweight Championship. And I will make sure I will be the longest reigning NGW Heavyweight Champion ever. Just like I was the first ever Wrestler of the Year. The first ever NGW Tag Team Champion. And I'm going to be the longest reigning NGW Heavyweight Champion when I cash in on Dexter or whoever the champion is. I'm promising you that. There is no one better than me in that locker room.
Oh.
So rephrase your word next time, camera guy. It's when I win the belt.
Uh-oh. Yeah, Scott.
Speechless, aren't you, Scott? Exactly. Over there shaking your head.
Well, you know, when you win with PYT's help. Like, you won the IWA Productions heavyweight title with PYT's help.
How did I win that with PYT's help?
Because you had the boss.
The world.
Yeah, you had your boss in the back pocket where you...
You all thought that was actually going to be a street fight. It was great. I hadn't laughed and partied so hard ever after I won that belt. We had so many women, so many limousines, so many lights, so much champagne. It was a victory party because we had fooled all you guys. We fooled you all. And the reaction from Tyler Cooley was priceless. Even Phoenix, that was priceless. And it's going to be even better when it's going to be priceless when I take the NGW Heavyweight Championship as well.
Yeah, I hope it's in there. You know, as I said, I'm looking forward to not only what's coming up at Never Ending Winter, but everything else that 2025 potentially holds for Playboy Double
H. I'm going to tell you this right now. 2025 is going to be the year of PYT. Mark that word. What's today's date?
Today is December 12th, 2024.
At what time?
8:03 p.m. Okay, Central Standard.
Mark that on the calendar. I said this right here on your stupid podcast, that 2025 is going to be the year of PYT and NGW. Mark my words. We have so many surprises up our sleeve for 2025. Just remember that. 2025 will be the year of PYT. We will take over NGW bit by bit by bit.
Hey, that does bring up a good point, because we have you. Let's say you cash in, you become NGW Heavyweight Championship. That's one of NGW's titles down.
Yeah.
You can also, as a member of PYT, challenge and acquire the NGW Tag Team Champions.
Already been done before. Why wouldn't it be done again?
That's two sets of NGW titles under the PYT banner.
Correct.
There is also the Lightning Division Championship. And you did just get new member, Marco Hendricks, who could potentially challenge and grab that. And then all of the titles in NGW would be underneath the PYT banner.
And then what? Then what's Phoenix going to say? Phoenix will be working for me. She'll be working for me. She'll be my personal slave. You'll all be working for me. How about that? If I'm the champ, we got all the belts, we run the show. You'll all be working for me. I'm going to fire Scott right off the bat. And you, I guess you can keep your job. You've done so good so far. You've said some good things about me. But you keep going down the wrong road like Scott does, you'll be the next one being canned when I take over.
Well, I do give credit where credit is due, but I can't count to three.
Boss, Scott, you'll be calling me Mr. Boss.
Yeah, I don't see that happening. So, you know, I think I'm safe. I think my job's safe because I don't see that happening.
How can you even see with those four eyes?
I can see you. I can see that three count.
That's
I can see that receding hairline keeps going further and further back on you.
Just remember, well, Scott, 2025 is the year for PYT.
Okay, we'll see.
I'm gonna remember that.
Mark it down, people who's watching. 2025 is the year of PYT.
You got to make it to this match with Ricky Cruz, this weapons match. So
I'm not sweating over it.
Okay. Beating
Ricky how many times?
You were sweating over the Puerto Rican strap match, and you see how that ended. It didn't end good for you. You took an RKO right to the pin, 1, 2, 3. That didn't end good for you. This could be a repeat of the Puerto Rican strap match.
But that match was stacked against Playboy.
Yes.
Yeah. But, so why? Yeah.
And you say this match is stacked against you, but exactly. It's a one-on-one. It's a one-on-one match. It's a one-on-one match. Well, if you can beat Ricky Cruz one-on-one, then it doesn't matter. PYT is locked up.
They shouldn't be locked up.
They should be. And they are going to be. And we'll see what happens when you and Ricky go one-on-one with no distractions.
It'll be the same outcome. PYT's going to be on top. Playboy's going to win.
Well, we'll see. January 18th, we will find out.
January 18th. I mean, got to be there for multiple reasons. As Playboy said, for that match, is he going to cash in?
Who knows? I guess you'll have to be there to find out, won't you? So get your tickets.
Yep. 2025, year of PYT.
So get your tickets.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time this evening, Playboy. And we look forward to seeing you. Yeah, you'll have to talk to Mr. Halbert about that.
Yeah, talk to Halbert. He's the one who
shut up, this podcast. Stupid. Nobody's talking to you.
Okay.
Nobody cares what you say, Four Eyes.
We'll see.
All right. Thank you again.
Well, wow.
Well, that was fun, Scott.
Yeah. Apparently, he don't like me very much. But
I think you've made a new best friend.
I think so too. I think he wants me to be the new member of PYT secretly. You know.
I don't know about that.
Well, you know, I would turn it down anyways, even if you told me to. But you know.
But most definitely, everybody, get your tickets now. ngw.ticketleap.com. Make sure you make it out to Endless Winter, January 18th in Muskego, Illinois. You'll see Playboy Double H versus Ricky Cruz. Fans bring the weapons match. You'll see the Fam versus TNT for the NGW Tag Team Championships. And you also see the debuting Mickey Midas versus Dexter Roswell for the NGW Heavyweight Championship.
Yeah, and that's just the matches that have been announced. I mean, there's more that's going to be coming.
We're just a month away.
Yeah.
I don't know what else we've still got coming down the pipeline.
Exactly. We could have more matches announced. I mean, there's going to be those matches plus many more. I mean, we'll find out, you know, each and every week it seems like a match is announced. So hopefully when we come on here next week, we might have another match to announce.
No, I hope we'll have another match to announce next week. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, we'll see if next week, you know, we're joined by Mr. Halbert, because, you know, he did secure Mickey Myers for us.
Yeah, he did. Hopefully he'll be joining us on his podcast, he says, on his podcast.
He'd better cut that check to Playboy. I don't want to be hearing about it.
Yeah.
All right. But I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight, everybody for commenting, interacting with us. I also, once again, want to thank our wonderful sponsors, Ringside Buffet in Mount Vernon, Illinois, Nick's Home Decor, Needful Things Boutique in Muskego, Illinois, Bi-State Termite and Pest Control, and Laser Monkey.
Yep. And make sure you guys tune into our NGW Facebook page to announce. We will announce our next guest next Thursday.
Yep. And also make sure that you vote for the match of the year.
Yep.
I said, I've already voted for Playboy's match.
Yeah, I've already voted, but I don't remember what I voted for. But I'll have to see. But we will have, I don't know when do you know when the voting ends on the match of the year?
I believe the voting for that ends on the 26th.
Okay, so they got to that'll be our end of the year special episode we will have.
Yes, it will.
Right on the podcast. We will be having it the day after Christmas.
Yeah. And also congratulations again to Krista Hansen for your victory on behalf of Playboy Double H.
Yep. So.
All right. But thank you, everyone. Everyone have a good night, and we will see you again next week.
All right.